You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Now it's time for our weekly chat with Labor MP Andrew Little.
Comparing New Zealand's COVID-19 policy to Australia's has been a key part of the arguments posited by those who disagree with nationwide lockdown. For their last chat under Level 4, Mary Margaret asked Andrew about if we should be paying attention to how Australia combated the virus without a dāhui like ours. They also discussed mental health, if returning to, quote, normal is viable or not, and how long Level 3 might last for.
So let's start with how we're moving to Alert Level 3 for an initial period of 2 weeks. Yeah. How long do you anticipate that it might last for?
Look, hopefully it'll last the 2 weeks. I think this is about just, you know, moving cautiously. The numbers are getting right down now. We're in single digits. The worst thing that could happen is that there is another outbreak somewhere. It gets uncontrolled, and then we have to go back to Level 4. So that's why we're taking the approach that we're taking. The lesson from all of this, and from other countries, is not to get too far ahead of ourselves too quickly.
Mm. Now, there has been a lot of debate about the necessity of a stringent lockdown, and a lot of it has come down to comparisons to Australia's approach. Do you think that more research should be done into why it is that Australia does have comparatively low transmission despite there not having been as widespread a lockdown?
Yeah, I think we probably just need a better picture of what is happening in Australia. Australia has done, in most states, pretty close to the kind of lockdown that we have done. They've been very, very constrained in what people can do. Might add to, on a population basis too, their numbers have been higher, their fatalities have been higher. And the other thing I'd point out too is, look, we're at the beginning of this. This has months to run, because until there is a vaccine, then no one can say we're over this. So there will be constraints. And as we're seeing in other countries that only a matter of 3 or 4 weeks ago were held up as the great models of how to do this, are having second waves now, and you know, Singapore is one of them. You see what's happening in Sweden and some of those other Nordic countries too. The second wave is happening, and then they haven't been ready for it. Mm. So let's save our comparisons, you know, for a few months yet.
Yeah.
To see what happens. I think it's too premature to say Australia's done better than us. I just don't think we know what we're comparing at the moment.
Yeah. So another cause for discussion throughout Aotearoa has been the notion that we should take this opportunity to change instead of return to normal. And we do know that normal didn't work for many groups. How much can we expect this to influence Labor's policy from here on? Do you think we should be using this as an opportunity to change?
Well, I don't think we've got much choice about it. I think this has really exposed a lot of things that we do need to change. And one of those things is the level of inequality. You know, you look at how this just going into lockdown has affected different communities and people, you know, with different kind of levels of economic backing. So lower wage workers are really struggling. All the stories we're hearing now about food banks having a level of demand put on them, which is hundreds or many times greater than has been in the past. So this has exposed a few things. I think it's exposed some vulnerabilities about what we've been reliant on, tourism, for a huge amount, and of course that has completely collapsed. So we do need to reorient the economy into things that means we are more resilient, but actually more people get a chance of getting a better deal. And this idea that we should trump it, as I think we have seen over many decades, that having a whole bunch of people on low incomes, or at least on incomes where they're literally living week to week or paycheck to paycheck, actually that's not good. That's not sustainable, and we've proved that in the last 4 weeks. People do need to have earn incomes where they can have a little bit put aside so they can deal with these difficult times. And so we've got to find a way of reorienting the economy so that the type of jobs that we have are good jobs, well-paid jobs, give people that little bit extra. You know, we should not aspire to be a poor country or even a middling country. We ought to aspire to be a comfortable, you know, economically sound country. We can do that, and that's where I think we would like to go.
Mm. At the beginning of Aotearoa, I also asked what you thought of France's treatment of domestic violence cases during this pandemic. on a similar note, what is your advice to people who are on their own while their struggle with mental health has become really severe? Is it possible for them to move somewhere that has more support while we're still in level four?
Yes, and of course they should do for their own sake. I think for somebody on their own who is really feeling the effects and it's affecting their mental health, providing they're physically healthy and providing they can find a place to go to, another bubble, if you like, to go to where everybody is physically healthy, no one has had coronavirus or suspected of it or been tested for it, then actually they should do. They should mix those bubbles. And actually that's what would be able to happen under level three. But even under level four, you know, people's health, including the mental health, is top priority and people got to look after that. So approaching that sensibly and in a way that doesn't expose someone to the risk of infection of this virus, if they can do that in a way and the result of that is going to be to improve their mental health, then they should do it.
Excellent. It's good to hear you confirm that. Let's finish on a lighthearted note today. I noticed that you made a post as part of the Me at 20 tag. Where was that photo taken and why did you have the theatre symbol on your jersey?
I don't know. The photo was on the web somewhere. I still can't figure out where it was taken. I'm pretty sure it was my third year at university. The sweat top that I had was... when I was a teenager living in New Plymouth, one of the things I did was youth theatre and we got sweat tops. I didn't do any drama or theatre after I left New Plymouth. Once I went to university, I sort of got involved in other things.
But that was Labour MP Andrew Little. The Wire.
That was
a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.